This all began in March of this year when a portable computer drive went missing at the National Archives and Records Administration, according to Missouri Congressman William Lacey Clay, chairman of the House subcommittee that oversees the archives.
The missing hard drive, which is a backup copy, contained the entire computer files of 113 White House employees. Their entire computer files were downloaded and stored on a hard drive and later transferred to the backup hard drive that is now missing. Classified documents and personally identifiable information of former Clinton administration staff and visitors to the White House are now exposed.
Adrian Thomas, the acting archivist of the United States, says that the investigation into what happened with the missing hard drive is continuing.
Because of the extremely large volume of data on the drive, over 8.7 million individual files, we do not yet know the total number of individuals whose privacy has been affected. NARA has taken steps to improve internal security in our electronic records division. First, we have added separate badge access controls to the doors opening the processing room from Suite 5300. There are now only entrances to the processing room, and only individuals with badges programmed to open these doors may enter the processing room. All others must sign a log and be accompanied by an authorized person while in the room. Secondly, we conducted an audit of all electronic media containing personally identifiable information and moved it to a separate locked block of shelving within a locked stack area, accessible only to authorized employees. Finally, all NARA staff are required to complete training on how to handle sensitive information, including the new security procedures. The Office of Record Services is also conducting unannounced inspections of all records branches and divisions on a periodic basis, and supervisors are required to do periodic walkthrough inspections during the day. When the investigation of this incident by NARA's Office of Inspector General and Secret Service is completed, I can assure you that we will act on the results with swift and appropriate disciplinary action if it is determined that any NARA employees were responsible for removing the hard drive or failed to adhere to proper records handling procedures.
The questioning of archives officials continued for the next 90 minutes or so, with members of the panel digging hard to uncover the truth behind the still-missing hard drive. This is only the most recent incident involving the increasingly popular digital storage media, which allow the storage of large amounts of data and even computer programs, especially in the government. Afterwards, I spoke to Chairman Clay about the hearing.
It is probably symptomatic of this new technology and the age that we live in where everything is so easy. Think about music, how easy it is to download music now and compared to when I was a teenager, when we first had 8-tracks and albums, and then we moved into modern times with cassette tapes. So things have changed dramatically when it comes to this new technology. That's probably what NARA suffers from, is that it's probably easy to leave a disk somewhere, leave a hard drive somewhere out in the open and vulnerable to theft.
Clay says he hopes to hold additional hearings on the missing archives hard drive as news from the investigation warrants. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.